Now you'll hear two long conversations. Conversation 1. Hi, Lynn. I saw you at registration yesterday. I sailed right through, but you were standing in a long line.
Yeah, I waited for an hour to sign up for a distance learning course.
Distance learning? Never heard of it.
Well, it's new this semester. It's only open to psychology majors, but I bet it'll catch on elsewhere. Yesterday, over 100 students signed up.
Well, what is it?
It's an experimental course. I registered for child psychology. All I have got to do is watch a 12-week series of televised lessons. The department shows them 7 different times a day and in 7 different locations.
Don't you ever have to meet with the professor?
Yeah, after each part of the series, I have to talk to her and the other students on the phone. You know, about their ideas. Then, we'll meet on campus 3 times for reviews and exams.
It sounds pretty non-traditional to me, but I guess it makes sense, considering how many students have jobs. It must really help with their schedules, not to mention how it will cut down on traffic.
You know, last year, my department did a survey and found out that 80% of all psychology majors were employed. That's why they came up with the program.
The only thing is, doesn't it seem impersonal, though? I mean, I miss having class discussions and hearing what other people think.
Well, I guess that's why phone contact's important. Anyway, it's an experiment. Maybe I'll end up hating it.
Maybe, but I'll be curious to see how it works up.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 19. How was the distance learning course different from traditional courses?
Question 20. What is the major advantage of the distance learning course according to the conversation?
Question 21. What does the man think is the disadvantage of distance learning?